Your. Why your? This is not about Aunt Tootsie, co-worker Mike, Uncle Penelope, your husband, wife, partner, friend, enemy, butcher, in-laws, or next-door neighbor changing. How many times have you thought, so-and-so really needs to change? The cubicle self-mind wants everybody else to get their ducks in a row, get their act together, straighten up, sit down, do this that way, do that this way, etc. Guess who is now so-and-so? Me. Yes, I am so-and-so. And each time you are willing, you are so-and-so. The irony is that often people and situations change for the better in ways I could have never forced upon them when I change. As I awaken to inspiration in my mind, these people who once seemed to be the cause of my hair standing on end no longer seem so threatening. I can choose to see the truth about them, which is the peace within them, whether they see it or not.